Into the Blender, episode 38. The Con Report.
Con!
That was bizarre because I thought it and you did it. I'm in control. Success!
Stop messing with me. You're not missing a thing. Keep going and I'm just showing that I never stop to think.
You're listening to End of the Blender with your hosts, Chooch and Viv.
You can hear us each week discussing topics ranging from co-parenting a blended family to gaming to technology news.
And whatever else catches our fancy this week.
But it really doesn't matter at all. Love is such a reason to fall. And time goes nowhere.
Welcome to our cons report. We had two cons.
Conza report.
Conza.
What does that sound like?
I'm Chooch.
And I'm Viv.
We did have two cons recently. Dragon Con.
Two cons in the month of September.
And Blender Con.
Yeah. Blender Con queso.
Yes. It was a very different con.
Well, let's start off with Dragon Con, because that's really the more interesting one.
Yeah, and we didn't want to do a drawn-out, play-by-play, blow-by-blow. We just wanted to talk about
Tuaca
some of
by Tuaca.
Yeah. We just wanted to do some highlights of just kind of what our favorite moments were.
Yes.
And maybe some regrets.
Yeah.
I wrote down a couple regrets.
Lowlights and just highlights. Yeah. Well, just for some background, we left Thursday night and we drove down to P.G. Holyfield's fabulous home.
Mm-hmm.
I'm so envious of that house. And crashed there. We got there at like midnight, went to bed at 1 a.m., got up the next morning, picked up Patrick McLean, mm-hmm. and drove the rest of the way. We actually had Biscuit and Cap. We're going to be our roommates for Dragon Con,
yeah.
but they had to pull out.
Yep.
So we got PG and Patrick, or Patrick squared. By the way, Patrick squared equals win.
Yes. Absolutely.
That is the phrase of the whole weekend, is that the two of them are just fantastic. The reason I lead into it like this, because we said we weren't going to do a blow by blow, is
right.
we didn't get to Dragon Con and get through registration until something that I really wanted to attend was over with.
Oh, yeah.
Which was the Shatner Nimoy panel.
Yeah, they did that.
That was like 10 a.m. Friday morning. Mm-hmm. And there was, we didn't even get out of like registration until like 2 mm-hmm. o'clock or something crazy.
It sounds like a lot of people go on Thursday and start kicking off that, but
that's
the lines
when our
were significant.
Our reservation is for Thursday night next year.
Yeah.
It's Thursday through Tuesday.
The lines for Friday morning were very significant.
Yeah. I would have stood in line for that because it was like one of those once in a lifetime things.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And I could have had pictures and lorded it over my brother and tortured him with it. It would have been sibling fantasticness right there. Just a throwdown that he would never be able to top. I gotta say.
Yeah.
So disappointing on two levels for me.
And I actually had the drive down as one of my highlights. That was one of my
totally was a highlight.
Going from Charlotte to Atlanta with BG Patrick, enjoying mm-hmm. bow rounds
and potatoes.
Really getting to know PG better
and
getting to know Patrick. And
yeah, because we'd met, we'd listened to the Shawnee, of course, mm-hmm. and we had met briefly at Balticon, mm-hmm. Patrick McLean, but we didn't really know him.
Yeah, didn't get to spend
and
a lot of time.
I was more than a little nervous about room sharing, you know,
mm-hmm.
my little normal anxiety and all that stuff. But, you know, I knew PG and I felt cool and I knew that, you know, Patrick was cool, but mm-hmm. it's just like, I don't know them and I'm the only girl and ostracized, but they were just so fantastic.
Yeah. And then together. So we heard them brainstorm some of the Flinchy
mm-hmm.
and the Mexican Show Truck season 2.
And brainstorm the story that Patrick was writing for Tales of the Children.
Uh-huh. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Talking about concepts and stuff and mm-hmm. what they were going to do. And Patrick read for us the first chapter of A Work in Progress that's totally different than How to Succeed in Evil, totally new. And actually, we gave some input on,
yes.
you know,
I have two
directions
words.
It could go. And
I have two words for that.
Mm-hmm.
For everybody that's listening.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's fantastic, of course. You guys know Patrick's brain. It's
brilliant.
He's
just got such a great, the voice, the cadence, the way he reads that stuff.
Yeah.
And then so being there in the backseat and having him go through is really cool.
Oh, yeah.
That was fun.
Yep. So, but yeah, the whole ride was just hysterical, yeah. You know? And I have as one of my highlights, I don't know if it's on yours or not, uh-huh. as a part of that ride, uh-huh. you saying your idea for something that you want to write. And Patrick's reaction to it and PG's reaction to it. And it was just like, I was so like blown away.
Because, they just kind of stopped and Patrick closed his laptop.
Right.
Because they were talking about the Flinchy stuff.
They were
and I thought, you know, oh, I've stepped it and I'm interrupting their.
Well, no, whatever. They had asked you, have you written anything? And so, you know, tell me about it. So you were telling that, but Patrick, they had been talking about that and Patrick mm-hmm. had his laptop open and he was writing, but you're right. You told your story idea. Patrick laughed, closed his laptop, and you and I were both like, well, he must have written something really funny. And he turns around.
PG had asked, did you find the whatever?
And Patrick stops, closes the laptop, turns around, and just cracks up. And it was just, to me, it was a silly yeah. thing to be a highlight, but
yeah.
it was just so dramatic the way he did it. And it was like, yeah. so then when he starts asking you and getting more information right. on your idea and stuff like that, it was just really like funny.
Yeah.
It was clear neither one of us were expecting that to be it. It was kind of like, well, I clearly can't work on this with him jabbering, right.
But no, he stopped and said, this is brilliant.
Uh-huh. And then he riffed and you guys like brainstormed on it. I'm like, God, where's my recorder? This is so funny. So that was actually one of my high points.
Mm-hmm.
Was, watching your star shine in front of authors that we respect so much.
Yeah, that was very cool.
Well, so you list another favorite, another highlight. I have a whole blog that I'm writing about it. It's gotcha. Out of date. Nobody's going to care or read it. Yeah. But for me, it's more of a journal thing mm-hmm. of what the experience was to compare to, in the future yeah. and stuff.
So one piece, I don't want to go forever, but more PG Patrick is the trying to get to sleep with them, their antics, their drunken antics.
I call it the slap-tacular.
It was like having two 15-year-old boys.
It was like 12-year-old boys.
Yeah.
It was,
I don't know the 12-year-old boys punch that much.
I don't know. But it was funny because, of course, they had one bed. We had another bed. We had all four been out carousing, mm-hmm. And we had actually gone in different directions. PG and Patrick were in one place and we were in another place. And we came back to the room about the same time they were getting back. Mm-hmm. And we were all a little tipsy. a little giggly. And we turned, we're talking and laughing and turned out the lights. And my God. They started like fighting, slapping, and like
and joke fighting.
It was joking. It was, yeah. And it was just laughing and giggling and name calling and son of a bitch. That's where that came from.
Yes, dropping the hammer.
And of course, to me, the quotes from that was Mom, because I said if you boys don't behave, I'll put you in the corner, make you rub noses till you right. like each other again. And it was Mom, and then of course. As God and Chooch and Viv is my witness, PG, if you don't settle down, I'm going to drop the hammer. And it was either I'm going to drop the hammer or I'm going to choke you yeah. out. Oh, and yeah.
And
literally,
from then on, the rest of the weekend, Viv became Mom.
Yeah, I was Mom. PG and Patrick called me Mom. And then
Patrick's
Steve.
Hitting me.
I know. Steve from Geek Cred was calling me Mom. It was fantastic. And it was so funny because, you're laying in bed and you don't realize that it hurts to really, really, really laugh when you're laying flat on your back.
Right.
So I would sit up because it seemed like it would hurt less. And so I was doing laughing sit ups because it happened like 20 times.
Laughing crunches.
I was crying. I was laughing. And it was the night of 1,000 crunches.
Yes.
Because they made us laugh so hard. It was, and y'all, I just can't even express to you how insane it was. It was the best lullaby I've ever had. Yeah. You know what else happened that night?
Huh.
We ran into Susan Z uh-huh. and Podcasting's Rich Sigrid.
Oh, yeah.
And we were in the Hilton near the Starbucks place. And we were talking with Susan and Rich and making plans for what we were going to do. And I don't even remember what brought it up.
Mm-hmm.
But for some reason, Rich said, oh, I can pick you up. And he picked me
up. Oh, yeah.
And lifted me up over his head.
Mm-hmm.
And I squealed like a little girl because, as I've said, I don't think I've been picked up like that since I hit the double digits in my age. And it was just like, It was just like the coolest ride ever. He picked me up, he flung me around, and then he put me back down again. And I was just like, wow. That was one of my highlights, and I have to thank Rich for that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead, baby. What's your next one?
Well, I think it was the next night. Well, it was actually after the Parsec Awards.
Mm-hmm.
Parsec Awards was a highlight for me, too.
I mean, yeah.
It was a very cool ceremony.
Mm-hmm.
Seeing lots of people kind of dressed fanciful. Mm-hmm. Not everybody, but right. It was just fun. A fun.
Well, you remember what Christiana said. She was going to dress up, but she decided to drink beer instead.
Right.
Something along those lines. She was busy drinking beer, which I love her.
So after the Parsecs, we were going to the Scotch Cast. They were having...
Was that Sunday? The Scotch Cast was Sunday.
Was Sunday?
No, after the Parsecs, we were going to go to the Mad Scientist.
Ball. Oh, right. And it was packed. There were so many people that the fire marshal shut the doors down. They would only let people go in as people left.
And it was...
And the line was just insane.
Yeah, we looked at that line, we laughed, and we walked
really
away.
We wanted to see the singing Tesla coils, but... It was not.
That was after dinner, though, right? After our... Was that before or after dinner?
I don't recall.
Yeah. We went and had... We took like a group of like 18 people to the Metro Diner and...
Yeah.
And then waited out for a table. And then Christoph, of course.
Yeah.
Christoph Laputka of the Leviathan Chronicles. Mm-hmm. We're standing and we're waiting and we're... And it's ridiculous. If you guys have been there, it's this diner.
Yeah.
And people are coming and going. It's really packed and crowded. And, you know, it's like, you know... I don't know, 10 o'clock at night or something like that.
And they had fired up the karaoke.
And we had decibels. 18 people waiting for seating together. Right. And so it took forever. And so Christoph finally says, enough of this. To the bar.
Yeah.
I'm buying shots.
And
which he did.
Everybody.
About like 18 shots.
A round of shots and a round of beers.
Yeah. And so when we say he's just one of those amazing, generous people, he really is. Mm-hmm. He didn't know half the people there. But he's just like, let's roll.
So yeah, now I'm a little... unclear. So actually this was definitely after the Parsecs on the next night.
Okay.
We were going to go upstairs to the Scotch Cats. They were having a broom party. They had something like 45 bottles of scotch and doing tastings and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
And we were going to stop in the room. That was going to be the rallying point.
Everybody's
going to come together in our room and then we were going to head upstairs.
Right, because we had people staying in three different hotels. So it was like the meeting point before we went up to their room.
And so we get to our room, and we were waiting for some people, and we had quite a few beverages in the room, and
we
cracked open a few bottles, and some other people showed up, and some other people showed up, and we never quite made it.
We really never made it out.
We never got out.
We had a fantastic time.
Yeah. But so what hit me is there's all these people in our room.
That was the night of Rich's podcasting's Rich Siegfried's trivia party, because that's where Brandon Gutshot did the body painting, and he gave me the necklace and the circlet.
That's right, yeah.
A circlet is a pretty piece of jewelry that goes around your head. PG. And then later on, he did the mustache on you.
Right.
So that was that night.
So what hit me was this amazing group of friends. I kind of stood up and looked around, and in one corner of the room... Brandon's doing body painting, and he was giving Christiana the leper spots.
Mm-hmm. The zombie hand.
And another corner from last episode we were talking about, Kim and Patrick and Tim were working on a song.
Mm-hmm.
They're writing music. Mm-hmm. And another corner, you got people discussing physics, discoveries, hard science stuff. And then another group of us just telling jokes and BSing. It just really hit me, you know, what a great group of people and how
truly
fascinating is being surrounded by these people
and
how much fun we had.
Yeah. It's definitely a place to get. Well, and it's not just Dragon Con. I don't want to make it seem like Dragon Con is the place to go to.
No,
this
I just mean it's this class of people, this group of people, friends.
Being around them gets your creative juices flowing, because we came back and I don't consider myself really a creative person, but I came back and I took pages and pages and pages of things that I want to do, ideas that I had that, oh, wouldn't that be cool? No, oh, wouldn't that be cool? And I still have some calls to make. I got to call some girls, but just putting these thoughts in your head that I can make things happen. I can do things. I can create too, even though it may not be something as fantastic as a lot of the patio books and things that are out there, but it can still be really fantastic and be a benefit to the world, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And that was one of the things that I wrote down too. You know, I feel like I have 1,000 little moments of just fantastic experience of connecting with someone or seeing something, mm-hmm. or, you know, being the only witness to, or, you know, coming up with a funny phrase or hearing someone else come up with a funny phrase. There's just like a thousand moments like that, that yeah. you wish that you had a 360 degree camera and right. recorder on at all times, because there's no way you can remember every fantastic thing that you right. saw and heard and did. But one of the things that I thought was really funny was the first night when we met up with Susan and Rich and mm-hmm. Dave Slusher. Mm-hmm. And we ended up going to that room party that PG called us to. And then we ended up leaving because mm-hmm. it was just so crowded and so yeah. packed. And it
the
was
air conditioners were off because they were recording.
Right. And it was Murr and Sigler recording. Mm-hmm. And we couldn't breathe. It was so hot and so crowded in there. And I felt kind of like, I didn't really feel like, I felt like we were intruding mm-hmm. is how I felt on what they were doing with the recording. So we mm-hmm. just kind of hung out in the hallway, and and it's funny because I didn't even know that I'd met Dave Slusher at Balticon because he was wearing that mask. The only time I met him was at the new media party that we threw.
Right.
And so when you said, oh, Dave Slusher, you met at Balticon, I'm like, oh, I don't think so. He was wearing the mask. Ah, you! But we actually got to talk, and we came up with the phrase, the Slusher temperature scale. Right? Aren't you glad I wrote some of these gems down? The yes. Slusher temperature scale that we came
which
up with.
Which I tweeted about, and he didn't see till the next morning, and I got a reply of a, wait, what?
It was unfortunate that we came up with the phrase after he had left. Yeah. So it was like, wait, what? How much did I drink? So, yeah. Now, this is a highlight and a lowlight. Attempts at gaming.
Yeah.
How many times did we try to get together with, and let me tell you, talk about a highlight. Mm-hmm. The amount of time we got to spend with Thomas Gideon.
Yeah. Absolutely.
We went into this knowing Thomas Gideon, command line, mm-hmm. does volunteer work at the podcasting track during Dragon Con. Mm-hmm. And we were like, oh, we hope we get to some, and he, you know, we want to see you. And he kept saying, you know, I'm dedicated to the room and hopefully we'll get to hang out.
Yeah.
But we kind of lurked. We were kind of stalking him. We got there and we're like, I want to see Thomas, but we'll just, you know, we'll show up and we'll hang out and see if he can come out for lunch. And yeah. that was successful. So we did it again. And uh-huh. so we were able to kind of grab him from time to time. And, you know, Saturday night and Sunday night, we hung out with him. We had lunches together. It was just, it was a tremendously high point yeah. of the weekend, but it was also a low point because yeah. his wife, Andrea, wasn't there. So yeah. it was like, we'd all be laughing and cracking up. And then Thomas and I would look at each other and go, if only Andrea were right. here. And I was like, yay. Aww. You know, it was fantastic.
Yeah.
You know, you got to have a little glamour around, and it was definitely missing me some candy cat. And so that was amazing. But one of the things I did was I made a list of some of the phrases from the weekend that I remembered. And let's see. Of course, the ones from the Slaptacular. Uh-huh. As God and Chooch and Viv is my witness. PG, if you don't stop, I will choke you out. Mom. And then, of course, son of a bitch.
Right. Son of a bitch.
Uh-huh. What's a parsec, Mom? Remember that? After the yeah. Parsec Awards, for some reason, something happened, and Patrick would look at me and say, Mom, what's a parsec? And let's see. Tangy, ass, bacon. Which was something that I was by myself in the elevator going from wherever up to the room. And I get into this packed elevator, and y'all know what it smells like. Y'all know, crusty, crusty people, sweat, spandex, costuming. It's not a pretty smell. And mm-hmm. as I get in, this girl, you know, young woman is standing next to me and trying to decide what exactly that aroma is that we're smelling. And the phrase that she came up with was ass bacon. And I said, well, there's something more, you know, barbecue scent kind of thing to it. Right. So it was tangy ass bacon is what it was. And then, oh, shit, my dad says.
Oh, jeez. I had never heard of this Twitter feed.
No.
And
Patrick told us about it yeah, on the drive.
That's right.
Down
that's right.
to Atlanta.
You got to follow this guy. It's shit my dad says, all one word on Twitter.
Yep.
It's this guy who's 26, 20-something. Yeah.
The story, the bio reads, he's 20-something years old and he moved back in with his parents. Yes. Who knows if it's true?
Yes.
But it's brilliant.
And all he does is a couple, once every day or two, a couple times a day.
I don't know the frequency.
Infrequent. he just writes quotes of shit his dad says. And it is all gold.
It is. I mean, and it's not just funny. It's like life lessons.
Yes.
There are some, and we're not going to read any to you because really, you have to experience it yourself. Yeah. And we cannot do it the justice that PG does.
No. Yeah. So one night we were, well, in the car, we were reciting some of them.
Yeah.
And PG just has just this great perfect voice. Old man voice. I have no clue.
It's like a scratchy. He specifically
does it as a caricature. Yes, it's not his normal voice.
Right. Because he's not old.
Right.
Right.
And so he just did this great gruff old guy voice.
It's perfect.
And then we mentioned it when we were partying in the room.
Yeah.
And somebody pulls up the feed and has PG start reading them. And then it happened the next night. Oh, yeah.
PG and Christiana were both reading them.
And so that kind of became a nightly occurrence. Yeah. We'd start reciting.
Yeah.
Go back through the feed and read them all.
Mm. And then for my birthday, they sent me a recording. Oh. Christiana and PG sent me a recording. They read all of them up to that point.
PG had said, I got to contact this guy. I got to podcast this.
Oh, my God.
I'm going to find this guy and get permission and put this into a podcast feed. So we got home and I wrote an intro song that's like this old-timey clarinets thing. And I emailed it to him and wrote, okay, PG, now you have to do the podcast because I wrote you a theme song.
But he's got to get the guy's permission, and the guy doesn't follow anybody, and he doesn't have a link up there for anything, so it's impossible to contact him, unfortunately.
And we're like, you know, this could be a real guy, they could be real, or this could just be a brilliant comedian.
Yeah.
Either way, I don't care.
Yeah.
They're just that funny.
It's that funny. But from that, one of my favorite phrases from the weekend is, more
me.
Which is, you've got to go through and read it, but that's at the end of one of the tweets. And then, of course, from our travails through the dealer rooms in search of the pandemic expansion on the brink, what was the phrase that pays? Serpentine, Delta.
Delta formation, go.
Trying to get through the masses. Do we want to go straight down this way or around and circle through? Serpentine. And herding ourselves, our group, through all that, trying to stay together. It was hilarious. Okay, Friday night, the Hyatt.
Mm-hmm.
After midnight, it's Rich's birthday. We're with Rich, Susan, the vicar.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think Billy was with us.
No.
Warren.
Mm-hmm.
And for some reason, y'all were singing Lips Like Sugar.
Yeah.
At the tops of your lungs.
That was a vicar thing.
One person would from across the room as loud, I mean, scream it, sing it, scream, sing it. Lips Like Sugar. The person on the other side of the room. Yes. Sugar kisses. We are not going to reenact it. We're not going to reenact it because it'll hurt your ears. It's hilarious. I don't know what this is from. In My Pants. What's that from? I wrote it down, but I don't remember the reference. In My Pants.
Huh.
Oh, I wish I'd written down background because I don't remember what it is now.
I think I remember.
Yeah?
Rich got a text message or a direct message from somebody and he didn't know. He didn't know who it came
PG
from.
PG did. PG got, we were in the room getting ready for bed and PG got a message, where's the party?
Right.
And so PG's like, what? And I said, type in my pants. So he actually typed in my pants.
I had no
not
idea
knowing, he goes, I don't know whose number this is. And I said, type in my pants. And he did. And didn't find out till later that it was Rich Simpson.
That's right.
That's what it was. Brilliant. Oh, yeah. You could call me a muse or you could just call me an instigator. I don't care. It's funny. Oh, my gosh.
One of the things that Dragon Con's really known for is the costumes.
Oh, my gosh.
And you see the Flickr streams. You see the video. And absolutely, the costumes are top-notch and they're everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
A couple of the favorites for me that I saw, I think probably the top favorite was the Professor Xavier's steampunk wheelchair.
Yeah, there's pictures of that in my Flickr stream.
This guy had an electric wheelchair
that
was so decked out, steampunk. This control surface with joysticks and levers and lights. Yeah. All the ornate brass work on the sides. And a steam pipe up the back that actually smoked, a smokestack.
It was amazing.
On the back of the chair.
Yep.
That was really great. There were quite a few Ghostbusters with some amazing proton packs.
Yeah.
Lights, sounds, just really, really decked out, which was cool.
Yeah.
There was an amazing array of superheroes.
Yes. Wolverine. Huge amounts of superheroes. And, I mean, there was Spider-Man and stuff like that, but there was a lot of X-Men represented.
Yeah. And quite a few Watchmen. So there were a couple nice Silk Spectres.
Oh my God, they were hot. And then the 300 guys.
Oh, there was this.
We were in the costume area.
A legion of Spartans. They just formation with their spears.
They came in and got into formation and it was just like, whoo.
And they were really toned. I mean, they.
I got a close up. They certainly were. I took a couple of faraway shots. You didn't look at my dragon.
CGI Photoshopping.
No. You didn't look at my pictures yet that I put up in Flickr.
No,
I put one picture up of them like in formation, but then I zoomed in for the ladies. Yeah, that was wow. That was quite an entrance that they made. It was amazing. And then there was the one woman that was dressed as a Wii.
Oh yeah. One of the things that was discussed, because there's so many superheroes, and it would have been great this year, but within the MMO track of massively multiplayer online games, is one of the thing, one of the hooks to maybe get the makers of City of Heroes to come in is to do a superhero ball.
Mm-hmm. That'd be amazing.
Because they do the steampunk ball. No, no, no.
No, that was a Balticon.
That's Balticon is a steampunk ball. The mad scientist ball.
They do the Klingon beauty pageant thing. Is that something they do?
It's Klingon karaoke and Klingon beauty pageant. And,
yeah.
But to have a... the masked ball or
that'd
the superhero
amazing.
Ball and do like a costume contest.
Yeah. You know, one thing that I was sad to miss was the guild viewing.
Yeah. Because
Felicia Day was there. And of course, one of the high points is I got to fangirl all over her. Yes. I squeed and piddled all over. Got to meet her, got pictures with her. But of course, the dude didn't believe me when I said, no, I need you to open the flash so it can really focus in so our picture's blurry. But I don't care because we met her. She's just the sweetest, tiniest little fluff of perfection that you've ever met. She is a fey creature, as they said on Penny Arcade.
Yes.
But that was disappointing to miss the guild viewing. I was really excited about that. But that was like from 4 to 7. Mm-hmm. The parsec started at 7.
Right.
And, you know, we actually ended up in Thomas Gideon's room. We went there to play. Mm-hmm. We were going to play Pandemic, and we ended up talking for like 2.5 hours instead and having to race back and change clothes for the parsecs. But I wouldn't have traded that at all.
No, not at all.
That was fantastic. I adore him. I do. That was definitely one of my... Yeah. I'm absolutely shocked that we got so much time with him, and I couldn't have been happier unless Andrea had been there.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
I got to spend more time with Susan Z than I've ever gotten to spend with her, ever, all the time put together. And I just... adore her. You know, she's really fantastic and fun and really intelligent and funny and wicked. But getting to know her better, getting more time with Christiana, getting more time with Brandon Hill.
Oh, yes.
Our hero. Because Brandon Danger Hill. Because what happened when we left Thomas's room to get ready for the parsecs? He was staying, I think, in the Hyatt. I don't remember which hotel he was in, but it wasn't ours. Mm-hmm. We got turned around and couldn't find our way out because that's where they had like the three levels of costume people. So we got turned around and we're like...
And the habit trails that intersect here and there. And
right. We were horrified because we're like...
another dimension.
We can't even like find our way to our hotel.
Yeah.
And so we kind of circled one level, went down, circled another level. Bing! There's this bright ray of sunshine that illuminates Brandon Hill standing there watching the people come and go, taking pictures of the people in costumes. And it was like, help us. All right, come on. And so he took us and got us back to our hotel and said, I'll meet you down here to get you back to the Parsec Hotel. He's amazing.
He had it down.
He did. He had it down. And he's just one of the sweetest, kindest.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's a little twisted. I love my Brandon. He's a little bit on the... that's an interesting perspective kind of bent, but he's a fascinating person and I adore him. I'm so glad we got a lot of time with him too.
Oh yeah.
God, I mean, really, it was just a fantastic weekend. What else do you have?
Well, another big thing with Dragon Con and most cons are the celebrities. So
yeah,
Like we said, we missed the Nimoy Shatner thing, but I had my first. Okay, so they have the Walk of Fame where you go and see the celebrities, take pictures, and do signings and that sort of thing.
It's one big room with tables set up, and then people, you know, Felicia Day, you know, Nimoy, and whoever in there, so you can queue up and get their autograph and
so that was cool.
Take pictures.
That was... Oh, and like seeing there's a few I didn't know were going to be there. Like Anthony Daniels. C-3PO was on one side of the hall and stuff like that. But sightings in the wild caught me off guard. So I was walking through the hotel and walking through a hallway looking for their room was Michael Hogan and Michael Trucco from Battlestar Galactica. Colonel Ty and Anders.
Yeah.
Just walked walking. By looking for their room.
Wow.
It was really cool.
Yeah.
And when we were going, I think when we tried to go to the Mad Scientist Ball, we saw John Billingsley from True Blood. He plays the coroner on True Blood.
I saw the back of his head.
Yeah. I was like, baby, did you see
who? No.
What?
Yeah.
And of course, he played Dr. Phlox in Enterprise.
Right.
That was pretty cool. It was just wild to see people just walking around. And he had just these wide eyes looking at the costume, looking at all the people, just clearly having a great time being there.
The thing about, and of course, we've been to RavenCon and we've been to Balticon, and those are, you know, RavenCon is a very, very small con. Mm-hmm. You know, it's small compared to Balticon. Balticon is very small compared to DragonCon, of course. And it's like, almost like going into the city, you know, because you go in and you're like, I was like literally like a crack baby. I was overstimulated. And there were times when I just had to kind of close my eyes because it's too much stimulation. You can't process it all. I mean, you look to one side and there's Wolverine. Do you look over there? There's a steampunk, you know, Xavier. There's, you know, it was just over freaking whelming. And then every once in a while you would just like, we would... Remember we grabbed Thomas and we bumped into some other people and we had like a convoy heading out to lunch over at the food court in the other hotel. So we had a pack of, I don't know, like 10 or 12 people just winding our way through the crowds. The Patrick Stewart line, the line to meet Patrick Stewart was hundreds of people long. So we're trying to get our way through and we happened to just walk right past Rich, and this is on Saturday and it was his birthday.
Oh,
and
yeah.
So as we're walking past, I was like, happy birthday, Rich. And he was like, oh, thank you. So we serenaded him.
Stopped and sang happy birthday.
We encircled him and sang happy birthday in the middle of this mass. We stopped traffic as people were trying to get around from place to place. He turned beet red.
Yes.
And I didn't think you could ever embarrass him, but I don't know if he was just really touched or if he was embarrassed or a combination, but we absolutely wrecked him.
Yes.
It was fantastic. And that was, we had Carrie with us that day, and she was in her steampunk Victorian goddess outfit. She looks
amazing outfit.
Fantastic. But you know, you're just walking around and there's 50,000 people and boom, there's Rich, or boom, there's Brandon to help you get back to your hotel. It was shocking.
Gilroy 2.0 is here. Gilroy 2.0 is everywhere. Gilroy 2.0 will be everywhere. And John and Dr. Mike and Father Thomas and the psychopathic John Alpha, as the most popular podcast novel series in history, gets a reboot. Seventh Son Descent is in print now. The beta clones are back with new scenes, new set pieces for the print novel. The President of the United States is dead, murdered by a four-year-old boy, and it's up to John and the other beta clones to hunt the man behind the assassination, John Alpha. To celebrate Seventh Son Descent's bookstore debut, author J.C. Hutchins, that's me, is releasing more clone-killing content at his website and beyond. An entirely new serialized podcast recording of Seventh Son Descent's print edition manuscript, serialized PDFs of the book, free music by John Smith, Seventh Son, 7 Days, a prequel anthology, and the full text of the novel, serialized at boingboing.net, all available now. Support the print debut of Seventh Son Descent. Learn more and download the free audiobook and other content at jchutchins.net and at podiobooks.com.
I did have as another highlight our first speaking panel. First Dragon Con, and we got invited to speak on a panel on the podcasting track, doing podcasting for games and gamers.
Wow.
Very cool.
Yeah. You actually got tapped for that before I did, because they needed someone else, and so they...
That's right. Yeah, I needed Craig Miller. Somebody had dropped out, and so I had originally asked, you know, how does one get on a panel? And then basically found out they were all full.
Yeah.
But somebody had dropped out. Mm-hmm. And so we remembered that I'd wanted to be on it. And then there was, well, it wasn't quite clear. And I was like, well, you know, is there only one slot? Because my wife and I do a podcast together. And it'd be cool if we could both be on there. And she's like, oh, sorry. It's, you know, there's only one slot.
Mm-hmm. And to your credit, you said, do you want to do it?
Yeah.
If you don't want to do it, I'll do it, which I thought was really sweet, but there was no way I was going to do a panel by myself. Well, not by myself, but right. Without you.
And then so as we get to Dragon Con, I don't remember if it was the day before. Anyways.
It was when we woke up at PG's house.
That's right.
Friday morning.
That's right. That's right. Yes, I had a message from Swoopy saying, we actually had somebody else drop, so does Viv want to come on?
And I had to contain my squealing so as not to wake up PG's entire family.
So that was very cool. We both got to be on.
That was a total honor. It was so cool. And I was really grateful because Thomas was in there running the equipment. And Patrick McLean, actually, he had to leave. Yeah. He had to actually leave early. He left on Sunday afternoon. And he needed to leave, you know, while we were on the panel. But he came to the panel, which he has no interest. And at one point I looked over at him and he was acting like he was falling asleep. Like he was doing this big dramatic kind of, you know, staggered falling asleep thing. And it was hilarious. And I was also like touched by the fact that he came to support us. He had no interest, but he came out for us, which I thought was really sweet. So, well, he may talk about beating people with rattan sticks in the Dragon Con registration line, but he's a pussycat. He's a sweetie. I had this really great t-shirt for... I had been kind of whining to Mer Lafferty.
Oh, yeah.
Because I wanted to, you know, pimp her shiz. I wanted to have a Heaven Season 5 War t-shirt to wear. And she just never, you know, busy Mer is. She never had time to go and make one on Spreadshirt. So, you know, I wanted to make one. And so I asked if I could use... If I, you know, I wanted to do this, and were there any graphics that were off limits? Because I had my eye on that one of more again that Natalie Metzger did.
Yeah.
She said, nope, go for it. I'm flattered that you even want to do it. So, you know, I picked the design, and then you busted your butt getting the design right and getting the text. And because there wasn't, it was just the image.
Right.
And I wanted to reference the work. I wanted to reference her site and also give Natalie Metzger credit because it was her artwork and the image is so beautiful. So you put all of that together and it looked really fantastic. And we actually wore it the first day. And then the first, you know, we actually saw them because there was a podcasting authors panel.
Yeah.
I'm the little fangirl wearing her shirt. But afterwards we took pictures and she and I had this really nice, really touching conversation with her that I really dug. And we didn't really at all bump into them, but maybe one other time over the weekend.
Yeah.
So we didn't see them at all or get to hang out or anything like that.
I had one sad to have missed. At Dragon Con, they did an attempt at the world record for the most people dancing to the Thriller song.
You wanted to go to that?
Yeah.
You did?
I've never been part of a Guinness Book of World Records anything.
Oh, okay. And I thought it was the Michael Jackson part of it. And I was like, what?
Well, I mean, you know, Thriller's a great song. It's an 80s classic, but... To be in the lineup of all these dancers doing it, the choreography and everything.
They did practice sessions. But
think about this. Half of them are in costume.
Oh.
There's stormtroopers doing zombie Thriller dancing. There's, I'm going to link to a video of the alien dancing to Thriller.
Oh, see, I didn't go there with it.
I had heard about it ahead of time, maybe a month or so before Dragon Con.
Right.
So there was a website. And talking about that they were going to do it. And the reason I didn't really entertain doing it is because, yes, they did three different rehearsal sessions. They did, you know, two, like, I guess actually complete run-throughs and then the official attempts and all that with the representatives from Guinness there. So all told, there were 907 dancers.
Holy cow.
And I remember reading a couple weeks ago that they did not.
Mm.
But it wasn't because then there was some weird technicality thing. I need to look at it, see why they didn't do it. But there's video coming out of it. And it's just, like I said, stormtroopers, yeah. Zombies.
I didn't even go there with it. It never occurred to me they'd be in costumes.
Yeah.
What a stupid assumption on my part.
There's some really cool video.
I know that in Brazil, like a month before Dragon Con, they made the attempt. Not maybe not a month. It was after Michael Jackson's death, but before Dragon Con, there was an attempt in Brazil, and I don't know how that went. But it was such a time suck. It didn't interest me. I didn't think of the costume aspect of it. Mm-hmm. I had absolutely no interest in it. And we missed. We missed the guild viewing, which is one of the things I said I will not miss. Mm-hmm. We missed the Dr. Horrible viewing, which is another thing I said I will not miss. And why? Because we were hanging out with amazing, cool friends.
Yeah.
So we would have missed the rehearsals. We would have missed the dance. So, you know, another thing that I missed was the Sigler meetup. He kickstarted the tailgate tour there.
Mm-hmm.
And we bought a copy of The Rookie, and it's not personal. He signed it, but he didn't put the personal inscription in there. Like, you know, I hoped he would. So I was hoping to get that done. So we didn't get that done. That's okay. And you know what else I want to mention is, during this, I thought was amazing. During the trivia show that the trivia game, because it wasn't recorded, it wasn't for a podcast. That Rich Siegfried did was in a restaurant. I don't remember what hotel it was.
Yeah, I don't remember either. So it's for the Geek Radio Daily.
Well, he did the trivia contest, and then you know we're all sitting there, and we had gone to the City of Heroes panel, and then we went to the DC Universe online panel, and then as we were leaving, we didn't have service down there. We saw a text from Rich saying, doing a trivia show, come here. So we raced over there. High Point, we're standing at the street. We're stopped at a crosswalk waiting for the light to turn so we can cross the street, and we hear this hello and turn around, and there's Susan Z, and she's in costume, and we didn't even realize we were standing next to her, and she was in this
red riding with this big hood over her face.
She had this huge red velvet cloak with like this beautiful embellishment embroidery stuff, and so she's carrying this big battle axe and a basket that has a mask. It's a wolf mask, but it looks like the head of a wolf, and it was just brilliant. But we didn't even recognize her, because you know, you're just walking across the street, there's 50,000 people in Atlanta, how are you going to be standing next to one of, you know, the 24 people that you know,
right?
And so we walked the rest of the way, went over for the, we ended up eating dinner and having a couple drinks and hanging out with them before we were going over for the Scotchcast party. But we're sitting there and playing the trivia game and just having a really fantastic time. Again, I got to meet Mad Marv, who I've been friended with on Twitter for over a year. He's in Hawaii, I think, but he takes amazing pictures. So it's cool to finally meet him face to face. So we're sitting there finishing up, and Billy, I can't remember, was it Billy or his wife, the Flintstress, that announced, the way, we're going to pay for dinner.
Yeah. Well, they had one of their listeners that actually made a donation.
Right. The listener made the donation to do something fun, but then they took that and paid for dinner for everybody. Group of like 25 people. Yeah. That had to be one hellacious bill, because I thought we were paying our own way.
Lots of drinks. And,
The thing is, I didn't know anybody was going to pick up the bill. So I had, you had a couple beers. I had a couple drinks. I bought someone else a drink, and it was like, I felt really guilty at that point to burn through their money. But, you know, I went to her later and I said, are you sure you have enough to cover, you know, the amount and the tip and all of that stuff? And she's like, oh, no, we're fine. But thank you so much for asking. Because I was just like, that had hundreds and hundreds of dollars easily. Because, you know, that is not
quite a surprise.
That is not an iced tea group of people. So I thought that was fantastic. So whoever the listener was for the Geek Radio Daily, thank you for buying our dinner. It was yummy.
It was Trace, the Geek Radio Daily mascot.
Fantastic, Trace. Awesome. Well, is Trace going to be at the Geek Radio Daily pub crawl? So I can say thank
you. I don't believe so. Oh, okay. I think she lives in the Midwest somewhere.
Gotcha. Well, I hope you said thank you for me on the forums. Because that was really sweet and delicious. I didn't find out until later that Steve Ailey was there. We never saw him. Although I hear he was at the Scotchcast, maybe?
He was definitely there.
I didn't see him the whole weekend.
Going into the weekend, I knew he was going to be there because he actually lives in Atlanta.
Which I didn't know either until later. I was like, of course he's here. He lives there. Oh, really?
Yeah, never did see him at all.
And Carrie's husband, Greg, was there, but we only...
That was on my regret list.
We tried to find him.
Yes.
Greg goes down into the dungeons of the con and the games all weekend. He does the gaming all weekend. Mm-hmm. And so we knew that we were going to have to go find him. Mm-hmm. So we actually, you and me and Brandon, went down into the dungeon. And which was actually well lit and smelled nice, too. I was really surprised at how fresh the air was. Yeah, they had it
really set up well.
Yeah, they had those big, huge doors open, and it was just like big... loading dock doors were wide open. Air
conditioning.
And it was beautiful setup down there, but we couldn't find him and didn't see him all week. And we saw Carrie several times and got to hang out with her here and there. And it wasn't until we were heading up to our room to start gathering up to go to the Scotchcast. And of course, Greg was going to the Scotchcast. Yes. It was the one thing he came out of the dungeon
happened to
for.
Be in the elevator that we walk onto.
Yeah. So we happened onto the same elevator that they were on. They were heading up to the Scotchcast. We said, we'll see you there in a few minutes. Yep. We're going to go run into our room real quick. We're going to be there. And then we'll see you soon. And we didn't see him again until they came for my birthday party. Yeah. That I felt really bad because I would have loved to have seen him. But, you know, we just were in different places. He was gaming the whole weekend and we were doing God knows what. So that was our Dragon Con. And there's a million other things that happened, but there's no way to list them all.
Oh, yeah.
But it was, you know, well worth the trouble and the money. Although Tuesday was ugly because we drove home Monday. We got home so late Monday night. And had to get up. I had to get up and go to work on Tuesday. So Chooch was actually working from home on Tuesday. I had to get up at 4:45. I was on like 4 hours of sleep. Got up, went into work. And I was just insanely intaking caffeine. It was horrifying how much caffeine I had to take in. But I did it. It was worth it. It was worth the whole experience. And then we immediately... You know, the rooms for the Hilton opened up and we immediately
booked for next year.
Yeah. So we've got our room. But yeah, I definitely consider Susan one of my girls now. I didn't really know her well enough to make that claim, but now I do. And Steve from Geek Cred was fun. Mm-hmm. It was really fun getting to know him. Absolutely. We met so many cool people. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Definitely. Chuck and Craig from Technorama.
Oh, my gosh. And I stumped the geeks. That's including. Right. Thomas Gideon. Although, again, I will say that I think it was more to my confusion and fear at being thrust onto stage without warning during their live show.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I stumped the geeks.
Christoph and Robin from Leviathan Chronicles and Christoph's wife, Allie.
Yeah.
A lot of fun. Mm-hmm. And I don't know that you met him, but I met Randy from Beatnik Turtle.
I met him, too. That was at dinner. Yeah. That was during the trivia. Yeah.
I just didn't know if you guys got to meet.
We did meet, but because of the way the seating was, there wasn't anywhere to sit. So I moved over to the other side to make room for everybody. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I did get to meet him very briefly. Yeah. And we met Rick Stringer and his son. They were actually in our room at one point for one of the parties that we had. Yeah. And PG's editor, Gabrielle.
Yes.
And her husband, whose name I can't remember. We actually had breakfast with them.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, I
can't remember. Well, when we had the room parties that she came to, he wasn't there. So yeah, we didn't really...
Yeah, turned in early.
I felt bad because when we went to breakfast with them, it was the first time we met them. You know, we went with PG and them. And we were panicking because it was right before our panel. Yeah, we ended up
running late.
And we were running late. We should have never gone to that diner for breakfast beforehand. But we thought we could eat and get back. And we ended up... getting our food to go and eating frozen cold omelets afterwards.
Like 2 hours after the panel.
Yeah. But it was really great meeting them and hanging out and stuff. Wow. It was just Dragon Con. Yeah.
Hey, this is Felicia Day and you're listening to Chooch and Viv.
Talk about the other con.
Yeah.
We had had a lot of people asking, you know, when are you going to do BlenderCon again? And I was paralyzed at the thought. Because last year I was a college student and I was home during the day when I wasn't doing class stuff. So I had a lot more time. And the thought of trying to pull together
Oh, and last year we had the element of surprise.
We did, because everybody, BlenderCon.
We were going to have a party, and we were jokingly calling it BlenderCon.
Right.
But then we thought, what if we really made it like a con?
Let's
and I
do
think
this,
maybe we talked about it last year afterwards. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, we did the badges and the swag bags and mm-hmm. decorations.
The game, the signs and the t-shirts.
Yes. Everything. We did a Dr. Horrible viewing, mm-hmm. screening.
Yeah.
We went all out.
Yeah.
And we knew we weren't going to be able to do that this year.
No, there's just no way.
Number of reasons.
No way. Time was the primary.
Yeah.
But so I was just like kind of hitting the snooze bar on it and realized, well, if we're going to do it, we got to do it now because it's coming into the fall and the winter and it's mm-hmm. hard to get people together in that time of year. And so my 40th birthday was coming up. So we decided mm-hmm. to roll them into one.
Yeah.
Well, we did warn everybody it's not going to be like last year with all this, you know, con element stuff. We mm-hmm. wanted to make it just, you know, a birthday party, but still have that blender con.
Simpler, be a potluck.
So made it into a nacho party because it's something I really wanted to do again. We've done it before and I wanted to do it again. And I totally stole the idea from Brandon Hill, but we had done once or twice before.
Mm-hmm.
And so we called it Blender Con Queso. And then that was from like, I don't know. I think 4 to 8,
yeah.
But we told everybody, come as early as 2. We don't care. We'll mm-hmm. just be getting the house ready.
Bring the kids, bring the family.
Yep.
Get together, have fun.
And then at 8 o'clock, we were going to, you know, we would have like, you know, regular party food and stuff like that. And there'd be beer and, you know, mm-hmm. if anybody wanted a glass of wine, but there would be no hard liquor served.
Right.
Because our friends have kids. And mm-hmm. of course, LT and M weren't there, but and obviously Jay wasn't there because mm-hmm. he's not in this part of the country. But you know, at 8 o'clock, we were going to, around 8 o'clock, we were going to be, you know, breaking out the alcohol because we yep. don't have any kids this year.
Yeah.
And it's, you know, the first time that, you know, since I was like 21, that I'd have a birthday, you know, without a kid around. So we decided to kind of yep. make the most of it. It was a Saturday night. So from 8 o'clock on, it was BlenderCon
Break
after
out
dark.
The blender.
No. Yeah. It was BlenderCon after dark. And Biscuit was our mixologist as usual, our mm-hmm. bartender extraordinaire. And it was so fun. We had a yeah. lot of people that had to cancel because of illness.
Yeah.
There's some nasty crud going around. So Mark and Heather and Connor didn't make it. Paul and Martha and Eliza didn't make it. And a bunch of other people couldn't make it. But we ended up with a fantastic group of people.
Mm-hmm.
And really, it was one of those things where I was like, oh, I wish so-and-so had been able to make it and all that kind of stuff. But I was just so happy to be surrounded with the people that I was surrounded mm-hmm. with. You know, I just felt really lucky. And
yeah,
actually,
a great time.
I finally actually got the pictures up last night from my birthday party.
Cool.
But, you know, I was like, you know, I did it the way I wanted to do it. We got Tinkerbell decorations and I got my carrot cake from Costco mm-hmm. and we had the chocolate fountain. And this was all yeah. after the nacho party. We had big, you know, fruit trays and, you know, Nobilis and them brought gonzo rice and T mm-hmm. and them brought big, huge fruit trays and people brought all kinds of snack foods to go along with the nachos and it was just really fun. And yeah. we had a bunch of gaming stuff, but we never really, as usual, we ended up talking and talking and talking.
Yeah.
Plus there was food stuff in the way.
True.
There was food stuff in the way. And so when we finally did get a table cleared off, you guys played a Infernal Contraption.
Yes. Infernal Contraption with Thomas and his son. Yeah. And that was fun.
Yeah. So we actually had the BlenderCon queso part run until about, I don't know, like 9
mm-hmm.
before we actually, everybody with kids was gone. And we actually, because I was like, no, I don't want to get the alcohol out until the kids yeah. are gone. I don't want to give them any weird messages. You know, it's just, I'm, you know, you guys know I'm weird about that. I've talked about it before.
mm-hmm.
So, you know, at that point we kind of threw on our jammies, got out the board games and Biscuit started mixing up drinks.
Yeah.
I changed the playlist on the iPod to yep. the nighttime one. Was a little more risque, but it was just really fun. And we stayed up really late.
Yeah.
I don't know what time it was because Biscuit
was
mixing drinks.
So yeah. And so we had rooms available for
yeah.
friends to crash
three
in.
Three guest rooms instead yeah. of just one. So Biscuit and Kath stayed the whole weekend, which I was thrilled with. And then Paulette stayed the night and Carrie and Greg stayed the mm-hmm. night. And Nobilis and Dee stayed pretty late.
Yeah.
And it was fun. We finally got to play Apples to Apples. We played
yes.
Bananagrams. We played, what was that, Draw?
A card game called Bang.
Bang. That was what it was. Did we play anything else? I don't think so.
I think that was it.
But it was just hours of fun and laughing, and it mm-hmm. was really cool. It was a lot of fun.
Yes.
Got up the next morning, nommed.
Yes, I was enjoying me some Mojo Chicken for the rest of the week.
I have this, thanks to Will and Leslie, our friends in Florida. They put me on this Mojo marinade. And M-O-J-O, it's in the Spanish food section, international food section. And I cheat by just dumping the bottle into a crock pot and throwing a bunch of raw chicken in there, chicken breast, boneless, skinless. And letting it cook all day and then shredding it. And that was one of the things that I did for the nacho bar. I had the seasoned ground beef, which I love, and then the shredded chicken, which Chooch loves, which I don't like as much. But, you know, it was a big hit.
Oh, yeah.
But it was like 7 pounds of chicken because we were expecting like 25 people.
Well, yeah. Yeah. We had a lot.
We were expecting 25 people plus some that said we may or may not. And we ended up with about 10 or 15. No, it was like 15, I guess. 15, 17. So it wasn't that big of a drop, but I always overcook. Which is good because there was the midnight snack.
Oh, yeah.
After we finished playing one of the games, everybody like fell through themselves.
Like, you know, I'm going to have me a burrito.
Yeah. So we just laid out all the food.
Ooh, that sounds good.
So the whole thing was all laid out again. And I valiantly, I decided, okay, this is the weekend I'm going to do it. I'm going to break my addiction to tortilla chips. I'm going to eat tortilla chips till I can't eat no more. And what I learned was I can always eat more.
There is no limit.
There is no limit. Guys, I had nachos like 7 times in 3 days. I'm not kidding at all. I kept making nachos and then grabbing a handful of chips because I was like.
That is your crack.
There's no limit. I'm absolutely shocked because the carrot cake I'm addicted to, but. You know, it doesn't take that much for me to go, okay, that's enough until next year, you know, or whatever. But the tortilla chips, my friend, it's bad. But I tried. Guys, I tried to get that monkey off my back. Oof, I tried. Yeah. I'm still trying to lose that weight that I gained from that weekend. But so we did high points and low points. My low point was that so many people had to cancel.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. There's a lot of people who were really looking forward to see we hadn't seen in a while.
Yes.
But
absolutely.
The people that were there, we just had such a great time, great conversations, and really, really enjoyed everybody's company.
Yeah. One of my high points was I had gotten, because you know you've got little girls, T and his wife brought their little girl, and Brandon and Allie brought their elf princess. So Thomas and Andrea were going to come with their two sons, and they're a little older. But I had gotten like silly string and bubble bottles and little loot bags for them, you know, like Star Wars loot bags for the boys and Tinkerbell bags for the girls, put them together. And one of my favorite things was Paulette, Elf Princess, and Sonic Boom in the backyard blowing bubbles and catching them. Yeah. Did you see any of that or were you in the kitchen the whole time?
I took pictures. Yeah.
I put some up in my Flickr feed and any of the ones, and you know, you guys are welcome to check out my Flickr feed, Vivid Muse. But if you're not friends and family, then you're not going to see any of the pictures with the kids.
Yeah.
But there's still some of Paulette by herself playing with the bubbles. She was just having a blast.
And we've got this fort with slide and swing set and stuff that never gets touched. And it was so cool to see kids really enjoying it and getting some exercise on it. It was good.
And it's only like once a year that that happens. And the rest, the other 364 days, I'm going, hey, we got to get this out of our yard. We don't have little kids. And then maybe Kaylee, one or two days. Kaylee, our termite, is eating it. But, you know, once or twice a year, you know, my friend Cindy brings her kids over and they play on it. There's really nobody else that uses it. So that one day a year, I'm always like, I'm so glad we have it. Because it just kept them entertained, that and the bubbles and the loot bags and all that stuff. The chocolate fountain definitely entertained them. It's funny because Sonic Boom was like, whatever. Yeah. And then when she was like, no, look. And it started coming out the tube and coming out the top.
Oh, yeah.
If you look at the pictures, you can see that she's looking at them. And then it's like this look of anticipation. And then it's like this gleeful, ee! And Elf Princess the whole time is just staring at it because she knows what's coming.
Yep.
She's just like intensely staring on it. When can I dip my goodies in that chocolate and have me some? Because it was good. She's definitely. Remember last year she was coated in chocolate. Yeah. She just couldn't wait to get into it this year.
You know, one of the.
And then T pushed to the front of the line.
Oh, yeah.
He walked past those little girls and grabbed a graham cracker and I got to try me some of this. And I was like, T! Not before the babies. He was like, whoa. He had to get him some chocolate. What were you going to say?
A great moment was actually, we just finished the Infernal Contraption game and Thomas and his son were getting ready to leave. And you gave his son some Tinkerbell stuff to take to his brother who was homesick.
Right.
I'm like, don't you think he'd enjoy these? And the dimples come out and the little mischievous, oh yeah, he'll like these. So that's what you get for not coming.
And I did send a Star Wars loot bag for him, but the Tinkerbell stuff was just a gimme. That was for Monkey One that came.
That was hilarious.
Take this to your little brother. Yeah. Yeah. And Biscuit with his, Biscuit and Kath had run out to pick up a couple of things for the party and they stopped at 7-Eleven and got Slurpees.
Oh,
and those metal
straws.
They've got these metal straws for Slurpees. I don't know why. It seems like a bad liability thing to me for 7-Eleven to put this weapon out there that has Slurpee written on the side of it, which of course Biscuit of course immediately started to call his brain straw.
Yes.
Because he would impale your skull with it and sip out your brains if you crossed him. It's just so Biscuit. And I finally got some pictures with Kath because every time we do one of these things, she's always, you know, away from the camera, dodging or somewhere else or whatever. And I finally got a couple pictures with Kath and of Kath. So I'm really happy about that. It was just a couple of really cute ones of me and Elf Princess and Kath. And we're just like, hee hee, in front of the Tinkerbell picture.
Telling secrets.
Yep. Bwahaha. It was really fun. That was a blast. Yeah. So yay. We checked BlenderCon off the list and had a great time.
Yes.
Yep.
Absolutely.
I don't know what we'll do next year. We'll have to figure it out then. I want to do it earlier in the year before flu season hits because that was a disaster. Definitely. School was in session. All the kids were passing stuff around and gosh, we're never doing it that late again. Maybe it'll have to be between Balticon and DragonCon sometime over the summer itself.
Yeah.
It was just too overwhelming this summer with everything that went on.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, you know what's upstairs?
I can smell the chicken.
The mojo chicken's cooking.
I know. Yeah. So I can.
Got rumbly in my tumbly.
I know. I think we're going to have to go, guys. Because we got the mojo chicken. Chicken mojo. We're going to have to go. So thank you guys for listening. Hope you enjoy our little concast rundown. Yes. I personally just want to thank anybody and everybody that I spent even a fraction of a second with, either at Dragon Con, on the way to Dragon Con, talking about Dragon Con, tweeting about Dragon Con, emailing about Dragon Con, and the same thing with BlenderCon.
Yeah.
Queso. Almost forgot.
Queso.
Yeah. Everybody that wanted to come and couldn't, everybody that did come, everybody that stayed late, everybody that couldn't stay late, the wonderful gifts that I got. Oh my God, you guys, I got so spoiled. It's just fantastic. I just feel so blessed and I really feel so blessed. I can't say that enough that we have such an amazing circle of friends.
Yeah.
And that the group just, we get to know them better and we meet new people and I'm just in awe of this whole community that we're in. It's just
absolutely
freaking great way to spend your 40th birthday.
So enriching.
It is. And you know, the creativity that gets sparked and all the stuff that we want to try and do and see and experience that I never would have thought of. You know, my little geek brain was still asleep. So thanks everybody for listening and thank you for being a part of Into the Blender by listening, whether you give feedback or not, whether we've ever met you or not. Thank you, because you guys have brought us a lot of happiness over the last 2 years.
Absolutely.
Because we're coming up on our second anniversary.
That's right.
2 years. We're this many almost. End of the month.
Podcaster in goodness.
Yep. So thank you guys for listening and take care.
Yeah. Party next time.
Please get some mojo chicken.
Mojo. For a minute, you light the suns in all my worlds. Thanks for listening to Into the Blender.
You can find information, comment on episodes, and subscribe to the podcast at intotheblender.com.
You can send us email to feedback@intotheblender.com.
This podcast is released under a Creative Commons, non-commercial, no derivatives 3.0 license.
You are free to make copies and share this podcast to your heart's content.
Just not modify or make money from it.
Rachel.
Sally.